This passion of the gospel begins with this woman who has this alabaster jar, a beautiful jar of very costly perfume. It says 300 days' wages. So I was kind of researching the general common wage of people in Ohio is $60,000. 300 days of that wage would be $50,000. So I want you to think about that alabaster jar costing $50,000. When she comes to meet Jesus, she does something so radical. She takes that jar, she smashes it and breaks the seal, and then she pours it completely over his head. She's given everything that she has to the Lord. During that time, women weren't paid. They didn't have work. But they had some possessions. And this possession was all that she probably had. But she knew something about Jesus. And while the disciples were slow to pick it up, she knew that he was the Messiah. All of the Old Testament, all of the prophets called the Messiah the Anointed One. And so she poured this oil over his head, revealing that he is the Anointed One, which means the Christ. She was revealing something to all of the disciples that they were slow to learn. And as she's doing this and offering everything that she has to anoint Christ, the disciples begin to get angry with her. It says, actually, they were infuriated by what she had done. And she did something beautiful for the Lord. But it was taken and twisted. And Judas said, that money could have been saved and given to the poor. And Jesus gives us this very interesting, disturbing line. He says, you will only have me for a time. But the poor, you will always have with you. What that means is throughout all of the church history, we have the great privilege of loving, serving, and providing for the poor. But she's doing something at a heightened level. She's taking that beautiful perfumed oil in the alabaster jar, and she shatters it. And by that, there's no turning back for her. Once that jar is shattered, she gives her life completely to Jesus. And the oil that poured down on his head not only signified that he was the Messiah, the Christ, the Anointed One, but he was also priest, prophet, and king. They would later call him the King of the Jews. But the anointing had even a more profound significance than that. See, this woman was following Jesus. She knew what was going on. He was preparing all of his disciples for his death. And she also knew that he would be crucified in a humiliating way. And when somebody was crucified like that, their body was not anointed or prepared for burial. And so she anointed him with this oil, with her whole life, preparing Jesus for his own burial. I wonder, in our own lives, has there been a time when we shattered the jar? And by that I mean, has there been a time in our life where we have given ourselves completely to Jesus in such a way that there's no turning back, there's no putting the perfume back into the jar? The disciples were slow again on picking this up, and when Jesus asked them to pray, they would fall asleep. When Jesus began to be condemned and journeyed toward his crucifixion, the disciples scattered. But this woman remained with him. This woman knew his true identity. This woman knew that he was preparing them for his death. And she knew that his time was limited. As we enter into this Holy Week and we celebrate this year of the Eucharistic revival, every time we come to Mass, Jesus is present. The bread and wine are consecrated and become the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so that's why we come together to worship. But do we give ourselves fully and completely to Him without ever turning back? I want you to think about your life. Is there a time in your life that you can point to and say, that was the time from that moment on, I gave myself completely? And if that moment hasn't happened for us in this life, maybe this Holy Week could be the time. Maybe this is the year that we give ourselves to Him without turning back. And so I just invite you to allow this Holy Week, make this Holy Week to be as holy as you possibly can. Be like the woman who is so generous. With your time, increase your prayer. Spend as much time as you can praying during this Holy Week. Fasting. We've been fasting all through Lent, but especially during this Holy Week. Increase that fasting. And finally, almsgiving. Let this week be a time where we give, as Mother Teresa would say, until it hurts. So if we haven't experienced the shattering of the jar in our own life, we can do so this week. And I also believe that if we don't give ourselves fully to Christ, our lives will probably be shattered in other ways so that we can be finally open to Him. The woman with the alabaster jar knew Him. She loved Him. She gave herself to Him. And people hated her because of it. We too as Catholics will experience this, that we love Jesus so much we want to give everything to Him and His church. But we will be criticized. May we be inspired by this woman to take the alabaster jar of our lives, to shatter it, and to proclaim that Jesus is the Christ, the Anointed One, the Messiah.